podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Not going to deny that a little chuckle escaped my lips on Friday when, because here's the way our setup is. We're going to have a camera in here before too long. You'll be able to see how all of this is set up. But I stand on one side of this console. Facing me on the other side, Emily and Jeremy sit by side by side. It's almost like the kids in the backseat of the car on a long road trip. They sit next to each other and they're kind of picking at each other throughout the entire morning.
Daddy touched me.
But it was so delightful on Friday when Emily just kind of looked over and she goes, Jer, you're really getting gray.
Yeah. She did.
I was like, shut up, I know.
I see his face all day, every day, and I really did not notice this until truly just a few weeks ago when he came back after taking off some time for the birth of his second newborn child.
Well, the thing is, too, is my sides are starting to get a little shaggy. It's above my ears, basically, this side burnish area. And the light must have been hitting just right because, you know, in that sweet angel voice of hers.
Is that great?
Oh, my God!
Yeah, it's happening. And the transition is happening.
And so you know what I did is I walked around and I stood there. I was like, oh, it can't be. Oh, my God.
Oh, it's happening.
Like, wow, it's really drastic. Is.
I didn't really notice it until I think it was, gosh, how many months ago? It was in the fall. We went and had some family photos taken and it was outside. It was a sunny day. And then we got the photos back and I was looking at them like, holy crap, I'm totally going gray.
Yeah. And I love a distinguished man, because then Dom was like, oh, it's okay, Jer, it's all right if you know, going great, like, look at me.
Yeah, then I was like, oh, I feel kind of sexy, I feel wiser in some ways, and then Emily goes, ha, bubble popped.
Yeah, here's why, because on a man with dark hair, it is incredibly intriguing. Think a la George Clooney, okay?
Okay.
But then on you, you're blonde, and the gray comes through. It just looks gray and
looks
dirty.
Sad. It just looks sad. I'm gray and dirty.
It's just the contrast is gray not well. It looks good on you, listener, with blonde hair with that is graying. But
it's
no,
just because you know me.
Well, what's funny about this is that I've worked with Jeremy for so long, over 10 years, and the entire time, I mean, when we hired Jeremy, he looked like he was 14 years old, and he's never really seemed to age much in those 10.
Right. Still soft, supple skin.
Well, I can't speak to that, but know that when I look at this now and I see gray hair on you, that is what's jarring, is because you still kind of have a baby face.
Mm-hmm, but yet it's the
size. You're a baby with gray hair.
My hair doesn't match my face. Mm.
So here's the question. Are you going to be that guy who goes out and buys Just for Men?
And brushes it in.
Oh my God, please start frosting your tips. Please.
One tip,
she's talking about your hair.
Okay. reminds me of my honeymoon. No, I'm not going to. As of right now, I'm not going to.
Are you on the record as saying you're not going to color your hair?
As of right now, because when I do, I'll get a haircut here and the sides will be a little shorter and you won't be able to tell as much. But if I start going full like Steve Martin, it's too soon.
Own
I'm
going
to have to. No,
own
it's
it, sister.
I can't do that.
I dated a guy when I was like 21 who he was like 30 and he had been gray since the time he was 20. And we're talking when I first met him, he was so silver. It wasn't gray. It was silver. I actually thought he was kind of like a punk and a rebel. And I thought that he dyed his hair that color. He was so silver. So there's something to be said about.
I know, but it's early still. It's early. I'm going to be 36 years old. It's early still.
Yeah, it's a big expense.
Well,
it's funny to me. They're like, if the rest of it changes, like you think it's just going to be that one little patch.
I do. I think it'll just be
that. You think it'll stop there.
Because the problem is I'm not thinning on top,
it's
Dom.
A race.
Yeah, there's nowhere else for it to go.
I was going to say, it's going to be a race between the gray and the bald.
Yeah, thank you.
Which
there
one
it is.
Will win?
There it
we
is.
We got to get you that. It's like hair in a spray can.
No,
you know,
we
you
don't
put it
need
on.
To do that either. Just need to buy more hats.
We're having a few laughs this morning thinking about Jeremy going gray at age 35. And it's funny, Emily, while you were on the phone with Dan, who we're going to talk to here in just a second, I went over there and took a look at Jeremy because he's been saying, oh, it's just right here at my temples. You know, it's just right here on the temples. I walked around. I looked in the back. It's
in
over.
The back.
Right. It's just more sparse in the back, much like the hair on the top of his head.
Hey. You
know, and
Hair jokes.
I don't remember when I started going gray, but I'll tell you when you notice it the most is when you're sitting in the chair getting your hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll have one of those black, like...
Oh, yeah, like the...
Cape.
Smocks.
They put that black cape around you. And as they're cutting your hair in the little hair slot, you look on that black cape and you're saying,
what
holy crap, what are all
this?
These?
That must be hair on the comb from the previous guy.
It doesn't look like that many in the mirror.
Man. I'm going to embrace it.
Yeah, sure you are.
I'm embracing
it. My guess is that you'll start coloring it before too long. Here's Dan. Hi, Dan.
Don't you dare color that hair.
Whoa, Dan. Why, man?
Oh, you'll look like you had a fight with the shoe polish.
See, that's kind of my worry, too, that it's going to be like really dark then on the sides. You got to be you got to master the feather.
I'm bald, and I kind of went gray and then bald, and I just grew a beard, so that kind of deter the attention.
But Jeremy can't grow a beard.
I've got no facial hair.
Yeah.
But my roommate, he's got the blonde colored hair, and he dyes it, and I just no.
Doesn't look good? Does it not turn out well?
No. It looks like you're from California or something, that you just are.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, I know, but.
All right, so you're voting for him.
So don't do it.
Just age gracefully.
And I've seen Jared out and about, and I saw him at Home Depot a little while back and stuff. And
I think this guy's kind of stalking you,
Jeremy.
What
are you doing following me around Home Depot?
No.
you know where he lives and all that other stuff?
Yeah, jeez, man.
Oh, God, no.
What's his hair smell like, Dan?
No, I'm just saying, I've seen him.
What do you imagine his hair feels like when you run his run your fingers through it?
Leave Dan alone.
Oh, Dom, you're sick.
We can use that.
Yeah.
Dan, have a great day, buddy.
You too.
Thanks for being on the show.
The thing with coloring it, Cher, is you got to be real careful because there are some HCDs possible, hair color disasters. My stepdad, Chuck, he is gray and white up top, and he has a mustache that is very much more white than anything else. To kind of balance it out, he does use some hair color for men on his mustache. He uses a little toothbrush.
A little brush,
kind of puts it in. The thing is, though, is you let it sit for however long the color, saturates, and then you wash it out. One day Chuck put it in his mustache and then he started, playing chess and then reading a book and watching TV. He forgot about about 6 hours later he realized
solid black.
Took it off and he had a little Hitler stash.
Yes!
It was black.
Oh no.
Set an egg timer, that's all I'm saying.
All right. I don't want to look like Hitler.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.